An increasing number of dead birds have been showing up in downtown Kodiak. The die-off is attracting the interest of federal officials who were initially concerned the birds were dying from an avian disease. Robin Corcoran is the bird biologist for the Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge. She says it's a bit of a mystery, but someone may be poisoning or shooting the birds. She says there's another possible explanation, too.
For me, when I see corvids, which are the crows and the ravens and the jays and the magpies, when I see them, I'm concerned in sort of a mass die-off situation, which is more than, say, two. They are very prone to West Nile, which I don't think we have West Nile disease in the state, but for that species group, when I see a mass die-off, that's the first thing I think. So I need to collect the carcasses, and if I continue to see them, I will need to send them to Madison, Wisconsin, where we have a research lab that will test them for that.
The majority of the dead birds are pigeons, which are not indigenous, but Corcoran has collected crows and a seagull as well.
The Gaugus wingull was wounded. It had blood on it. The other birds were, the carcasses were older. In fact, I think two of them were just basically sets of wings. They had been scavenged, so there's no way to really know what they died of.
Corcoran is concerned that if some of the birds are being poisoned, eagles, which are protected under federal law, could become poisoned too. Corcoran says if the bird deaths expand to migratory or protected species, they could span local, state, and federal jurisdictions.
To be honest with you, I don't know who has jurisdiction, who is supposed to be investigating this kind of an incident. We're hoping to interest law enforcement in it so that we can get to the bottom of it. It's Oscar's dock, so it's sort of high profile, and especially with the cruise ships coming in now and with Crab Fest, we hope that if someone is doing something down there that's killing birds, that it'll stop. I guess we need for it to stop.
Corcoran says there are two hunting seasons for crows, but not in the summertime. Pigeons are fair game year-round, and there is no bag limit.